B.I. Burns, this is WPC Dawson.
Good to meet you, sir.
Likewise.
I think you tried to force yourself on her. She put up a fight and you bludgeoned her.
I never touched that girl!
It was him, wasn't it?
Yes.
Not very nice, is it? Beating a helpless girl unconscious.
Can you tell if it was a boy or a girl?
See if you can find anything about a missing boy from the area.
Two boys.
William Parker and Stanley Collins.
If it's the same case, there could be a second body out there.
A black police van rolls past a row of identical policemen. Standing with them is a solitary woman. Created by Dominique Maloney. WPC 56. Memories Are Made of This by Ray Brooking.
Just you wait. People have been stopping you in the street asking, aren't you Grace Kelly? What's up with your Florrie? She putting on weight? Or is she falling again?
Yeah.
What's that? Number five? She needs to get better at having headaches. I'll start putting something in his tea.
Yeah.
Oh, don't mind him. His mum's a right mardy piece. Can't blame her mind. She's no idea who his dad is.
Valerie sticks her tongue out at the little boy.
Go on! Off you go!
WPC Gina Dawson and DI Jack Burns are approaching.
Yes. Soon turn you into Brinford's very own blonde bombshell.
Gina and Jack step into the salon.
Mrs. Parker.
Mrs. Valerie Parker.
I'll get my coat.
Valerie heads over to the car outside with them. Gina holds her arm reassuringly, and Jack turns to look at her.
A few days ago, we discovered some remains.
Remains?
A young boy. We've recovered certain items. We'd like you to look at them, see if there's anything you recognise.
I don't know if I can do that.
I understand. I have two girls.
Understand? You've still got your children.
It might not be William. Don't you need to know one way or the other?
Looking distraught, Valerie continues on towards the car. In a police interview room, a cloth-covered tray rests on the table in front of her.
When you're ready, Mrs. Parker.
She nods, and Jack removes the cloth.
Is there anything you recognise?
Valerie reaches out to pick up a toy aeroplane. Slowly, she brings it closer, and a tear rolls down her cheek.
Did that belong to William? I'm sorry, but I need to hear you say it.
I was forever down in the hole. His dad made it in the trenches. William never went anywhere without it. Wearing through his pockets.
She smiles through her tears at the toy plane.
Thank you.
My boy. My lovely, lovely boy. My boy, Inspector.
We don't know yet.
We'll find out who's responsible. Promise.
Jack looks at Gina with slight irritation.
I'll organise a car to take you home.
He gestures for Gina to join him over by the doorway.
What do you think you're doing? You can't make promises like that.
She needed some hope.
And if we don't find her son's killer, next time, think before you open your mouth.
He strides off. And Gina turns to look at Valerie. Later, Gina's making herself a cup of tea in the kitchen. The handle falls off the cup.
Got you with the old teacup trick, eh? Don't take it personal. All new recruits get the same treatment. Here. You look like you need this more than me.
Kathy hands her her cigarette, and Gina puffs on it.
Don't suppose you have a mirror?
Kathy hands her a compact mirror.
Don't want to give them any reason to say I'm not up to the job.
They're men. They ain't gonna notice. Better get that under the tap.
Oh, yeah, quick!
Gina hurries out after Eddie. Outside.
I hope you've got your best knickers on.
Fenton notices her wet jacket.
What's that?
As if you didn't know.
If you can't take a joke, you're in the wrong job. Someone's for the odd job. Wonder who that could be. Hooray!
Attention! Produce appointments.
Chief Superintendent Coulson steps out of a car and salutes to Chief Inspector Nelson.
Ready for inspection, sir.
Coulson walks along the line of officers, inspecting each one in turn.
Run out of Brasso, Constable.
Sorry, sir.
This will be about you defending Donald Palmer. He hates coppers, he don't know which side they're on.
Is that mud on your boots, PC352?
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
And your collar? Filthy. Pocketbook.
Eddie flips open his notebook.
Call those notes. Your handwriting is atrocious. You need to book your ideas up, Constable.
Yes, sir.
Dawson, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Hope you've been made to feel welcome.
Yes, sir. Very welcome, sir. Thank you, sir.
Glad to hear it. Not everyone approves of female officers. A lot of people are watching you, Dawson. Don't let me down.
No, sir.
Coulson strides off.
Parade dismissed!
Eddie slams his helmet against the wall angrily.
Hey, don't give him the satisfaction. Yeah. Take your break. Cool down.
Every flipping chance he gets.
Eddie walks off and Gina looks at Pratt.
Is he all right?
Getting chewed up by the chief super's bad enough. But when it's your own father.
They turn to see Palmer being escorted into a police van.
Get in.
Jack comes to see Coulson.
You wanted to see me, sir?
I understand that you've positively identified the remains of William Parker.
Yes, sir. But it's a 30-year-old case. I didn't think there'd be any interest at divisional.
I like to keep my finger on the pulse. Besides, I've got some good news. I already know the killer's identity.
Sir?
John Evans. Local vagabond, lived in a shack in the woods not far from where you found the Parker boys' remains.
But he was never charged with abducting the boys.
Evans wouldn't confess.
Well, where is he now? I'll need to interview him.
Good luck with that. John Evans is dead.
Excuse me, sir. Some press boys out front. Do you want me to send them away with a flea in their ears?
That won't be necessary, Sergeant. They're here at my request.
Coulson steps outside.
All right, gentlemen. Nice and orderly, thank you.
I've called you all here to announce that we have identified the remains of William Parker, who went missing from Crossmere Woods in 1926.
What about the second boy?
Parker was not alone when he disappeared. I have therefore authorised a comprehensive search for Stanley Collins.
Why has it taken you so long to find them?
Our priority now is to give both lads the peace of a Christian burial. Thank you. No further questions.
Have you any suspects?
No more questions, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
So it's Coulson who's organised the search. It's a team effort, Jack.
Pratt comes over to Jack.
Typical brass, eh? Then again, you can't blame Coulson for wanting to get his name on the front pages.
Why is that?
Haven't you heard? He's up for promotion. Couldn't be a better time to remind everybody about the case that made his name. Oh, yes. It was Sergeant Coulson who arrested John Evans. Hasn't looked back since.
Kathy and Gina are staring into a dress shop window.
How about the royal blue?
It is lovely. It would really suit your figure. But not my purse. I'd have to save for a year just to buy the underskirt.
Don't get smart or you'll get it.
Just do what he says.
Sorry, Gina.
Couldn't resist.
Idiot.
I did try to stop it.
I nearly had kittens.
If you really want to impress a girl, you need to get a bigger banana.
Who's the peep?
Kathy Sinclair. Bill Pearson.
I've seen you somewhere. Oh, yeah. It was in a dream I had last night.
Is that the best you can do?
Give me time. Give me time.
Kathy, this is my boyfriend.
Frank, you're a police officer as well.
Me? No. I wouldn't know one end of a truncheon from another.
You can arrest me any day.
Right. See you later.
Pick you up at 7.
The lads head off down the street.
So where are you lovebirds going?
Friday night, it will be the coffee bar and home in time for take your pick.
How about I come along? You could always invite Bill. Just to make up the numbers, not that he's my type. I bet he's a Taurus. Has he got a car?
That evening, the four of them are sitting at a table in the Lucky Seven Cafe. You don't have to go to school.
Just make a way to beat the band field. To not know what's happened to your only child. I didn't know what to say.
Well, I had a good day. Boss called me in, production's up 20%.
Well, I won't be hanging around this dead-end town for long.
No. States is where the action is.
Of course, the girls aren't as pretty as you.
Yeah, the canteen's got a new cook. You've seen the last of those dry rissoles. That's nice. You even listening?
Yeah. Production's up, rissoles are out.
Give me threepence.
Bill digs into his pocket.
Wish you could nearly night. Work day tomorrow. Got to be joking.
Kathy starts swaying her hips to the music and Bill goes to join her. Frank gets up.
Right, walk you home. So, tomorrow, John Wayne at the Regency or Victor Mature at the Royal.
Works party, remember?
Oh, yeah. Do we need to bring anything?
Partners aren't invited. I did say.
Frank walks off.
Cheerio.
Cheers, Frank.
Gina follows him.
Hi, Gina.
Bill and Kathy continue dancing. The next day at the police station.
He's handsome, generous, and a great kisser. He wants to take me to Western Superman next time we're both off. Oh, Gina. I really think Bill could be the one.
She walks off and Eddie comes over.
Who's this Bill then?
Don't worry. I've only been on one date.
Well, he's not going to Weston for the ice cream, is he?
A young blonde woman walks in.
Can I help?
I need to report a crime.
Can I ask what?
I was attacked.
I see. Eddie, can you take over the front desk, please?
What? Oh, yeah, sure.
As you were, PC352. You know the way to the interview room, Miss Pierce? If you want to be useful, love, my usual. Tea, 3 sugars.
And Miss Pierce?
She's not worth warming a teapot for.
In the interview room.
And where did this alleged attack occur?
Vicky Park, Tuesday night. And ain't nothing alleged about it.
Was he one of your regulars?
If I knew his name, I'd tell you, wouldn't I? I never saw his face. He grabbed me from behind. Forced himself on me.
Forced? Yeah.
You want to see my other bruises?
Sarah Ponta cuts up a bit rough. That's just an occupational hazard.
This was different.
Oh, why? Because he didn't pay you.
You think I'd come here, go through all this, for the sake of a couple of quid?
What?
Gina comes in with Fenton's tea. She sets it down on the desk.
Sergeant.
She looks at Anna.
Okay. You can get back and do whatever it is you do all day. Hey, where are you going?
Back to work. At least I get paid for being treated like dirt.
Are you just going to let her go?
Take that salt, not sugar, you stupid mare.
Can't take a joke. Please wait.
Bloody coppers. Should have known better.
I'm sure Sergeant Fenton didn't mean to upset you.
Oh, now I have heard everything. A tart complaining about sex.
Anna leaves and Gina strides back inside.
Did you see her? Talk about mutton dressed as mutton.
Gina knocks on the door to Nelson's office.
Come in.
Out near the woods, Jack comes over to Coulson.
Inspector, anything to report?
No, sir. We've cleared the main tunnel, but there are still some side tunnels left to search.
You'll keep me informed.
Just out of interest, sir, why wasn't the mine searched when the boys first went missing?
It was.
Clearly not well enough.
My focus was on the woods. 50 acres, mainly overgrown, enough room to hide 100 graves.
But when you found nothing there?
I already had John Evans in custody.
And there were no other leads? No other suspects?
Are you questioning my professionalism?
I just want to be thorough.
And I wasn't. Is that what you're suggesting?
No, sir. I just thought with hindsight...
You were still soiling your nappies when those boys went missing. John Evans murdered them. I made sure he could never harm another innocent child. I did my duty. Now yours is to find Stanley Collins. I suggest you concentrate on that and leave the past well alone.
Jack watches as Coulson walks off. Now Gina's heading through an alleyway between two houses. She comes over to a door, pauses for a moment looking nervous, then knocks on it.
Hello, Anna. Get lost. I want to catch the man who hurt you, don't you?
Hurt me? Didn't you hear your pig of a sergeant? It's occupational hazard.
I know what it must have taken for you to come to the station. I'm not Sergeant Fenton. I'm here to listen. If it's not what you want...
Anna opens the door further, and Gina steps inside.
Drink.
Thanks.
Anna picks up a bottle of gin.
And before you get any ideas, I ain't changed my mind. I won't go to court. I've already had a taste of how that would go.
I don't expect you to make a statement.
Then why are you here?
A woman was attacked in the park the night before you. If it was the same man, if you can tell me anything.
It was quiet. Too cold for punters. I was thinking of calling it a day and then I felt his hand round my mouth.
Did he say anything?
He didn't need to once he'd shown me the knife.
Can you describe it?
Long, sharp, like something used to cut a fish. I thought he was going to cut me. I did everything he said and then I felt this tug. He was cutting my hair. Why'd he do that?
She gulps back a teacup full of gin. Gina takes off her police hat.
I've got to get ready.
You're going back to the park?
You're going to pay my rent, are you?
You're not to worry, Will.
You're what? Catch him! Get back to Cloud Cuckoo Land, love.
She shuts the door on Gina. Jack's sitting in his living room when Deborah waltzes in a blue dress.
Well?
Deborah, you look beautiful. You should be on the cover of Vogue.
And you, Jack Burns, good enough to eat.
Oh. Still not sure about cocktails.
Oh, darling, they're the in thing.
Couldn't we go to Barrel as well?
I want tonight to be sophisticated. Not Saturday night in a working men's club.
It is supposed to be my birthday.
Something's missing. What's missing? Music. Oh, could you? I need to check the oven and put a record on.
Jack knocks back his drink and goes to answer the door.
Sir, welcome.
I think Roger will suffice for this evening. Happy birthday, Jack.
Thank you.
Roger. You remember my wife, Julie?
Yes, of course. Lovely to see you again.
I keep telling Roger we don't socialise enough. I'm looking forward to an evening of sparkling conversation and good company.
Hey! Happy birthday. Come on, Sydney.
Jack watches them all troop inside. Fenton's last to come in.
Burnsy.
At Dennison's jewellery shop. Inside, an ageing Mr. Dennison creeps down the stairs, holding a broom.
Who's there?
He continues on down the stairs.
Is there somebody there?
He heads on down into the darkness, reaching round the corner to flick the light switch. Nothing happens. He tries the switch a couple more times to no avail, then peers round the corner. He looks down and sees broken glass on the floor. In the shadows stands a figure holding a cutthroat razor.
Of course, Sydney could have gone for a promotion years ago, but he likes proper police work, you know, not sitting behind a desk all day.
It's more to Roger's job than pushing papers around, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's high tea with the mayor, and all those golf matches must get boring after a while. Still, has its compensations, doesn't it? What does a chief inspector take home these days?
I find it far too vulgar to talk about money.
People who say that normally have too much. Tongue pinwheel, ladies.
Oh, don't mind if I do. Beautifully presented.
Oh, you can't beat a bit of tongue.
Better up than down.
Anybody know how the Villa got on?
Had them down for a 1-0.
I'm more of a cricket man myself.
Play for 5 days and still get a draw. What's all that about? What am I supposed to do with it?
How do you think it's going?
Fine. Don't worry. Everyone's having a ball.
Outside, Eddie strolls down the street, hands in his pockets. He tries a padlocked door, then carries on down the road. Suddenly, he spots the blue light flashing on the police call box and runs over to it.
PC352 Coulson.
Eddie, there's been a burglary. Dennison's Jewellers, Jubilee Terrace.
Any description?
Sounds like a Ted. Drape coat, bootlace tie. He slashed an old boy's face with a cutthroat.
OK, I'm 2 minutes away.
I don't want you going in there on your own. I'm dispatching a car to you now.
Well, I'll be long gone by then.
Stay put.
Eddie hangs up and runs off.
PC Coulson? Eddie?
It's not too late to go to the coffee bar.
It's going to be fun.
Fun? I've seen Sergeant Fenton when he's had a few. He's like an octopus, only with more arms.
It'll be OK if we stick together. If Benton tries anything, I'll stick a truncheon on his.
Ah, so you made it.
Sorry we're late, Mr. Burns.
You're here now, that's all that matters. Come in.
I couldn't let Junior out of the house until I'd got her hair just right, and then I had a panic over which frock to wear. Well, you look absolutely delightful.
Darling, Kathy, you already know.
Hello, Mrs. Burns. Lovely house.
Thank you.
And this is our new WPC, Gina Dawson.
Pleased to meet you.
Let me take your coat.
Kathy, dear, could you give me a hand with my Vienna sausages? Love to.
Fenton looks Gina up and down.
Scrubs up all right, doesn't she?
Yes. Yes, she does.
Right. Now the party can really begin.
Let's get you a drink.
Gina follows Jack inside. Outside, Eddie races round a corner straight into a young lad.
Watch it, idiot! Why are you in such a rush?
What's it to you? Where have you just come from?
Nowhere.
Cut the lip and keep your hands out your pockets.
Find someone else to pick on.
You can talk here or down at the station.
Get off!
Right, I'm arresting you on suspicion of burglary and wounded.
What?
You're not obliged to
say anything,
unless you wish to do so. Anything you do say, I'll be given in evidence.
Done nothing!
At the drinks party.
Woolworths.
I was on toiletries and I spotted this chap filling his pockets with real cream. Sydney came to make the arrest. My knight in shining armour he was. So commanding and manly. So how did you and Roger meet?
I don't recall. Some social event.
Oh, that's funny. I heard you was his secretary. But I can see how that might have slipped your mind.
Julie gets up and walks off.
Bill wants me to go blonde like Marilyn Monroe. Do you think it would suit me?
Gina notices Fenton looking Kathy up and down.
Don't you think you're rushing into things?
It's all right for you. You're halfway down the aisle already.
Yeah, but I've only just started this job. Don't know that I want to give it up just yet.
And what are you going to do when Frank pops the question?
Fenton comes over.
Plenty some hard stuff.
Lay one tentacle on me and I'll scream. Can I help you with that, Mrs. Burns?
Thank you, Kathy.
Time for something sweet.
Look at that! Saturday night in Soho! Hey, bingo!
He wobbles the tray of pink blancmanges with cherries on top. Deborah looks at Jack, who mouths, "What?"
Communists, next door. And what makes you think they're building an atom bomb? Strange smells. Okay, Mrs. Kelly, I'll get an officer to call him when he's passing. What do you think you're doing? Running off in your home like that?
Well, I got him, Sarge. Charge is suspected burglary and wounding. Haven't got a name out of him yet, though.
It's Sam. Samuel Michael Pratt.
Hello, Dad.
Eddie looks deflated. At the drinks party, Fenton puts a cherry from a blancmange in his mouth and licks his fingers suggestively, staring over at Kathy and Gina.
Just ignore him. Come on.
I thought charades. Maybe a game of bridge, not this jungle music.
I can't leave now, dear. It would be bad form.
Deborah goes over to turn the music up. Jack hurries over to her.
Deborah, the girls.
Dance with me.
Deborah, please.
Oh, come on, just this once. Loosen up.
He looks coldly at her.
Well, someone must want to dance with me.
Good, sir. Show us how it's done.
Deborah pulls Nelson onto the floor and starts spinning under his arm. Fenton grins, sipping from his hip flask. Julie looks unamused. Fenton sinks back into his chair to get a better look at Deborah's legs as her skirt twirls round.
Now what?
He'll stay in a cell until he can go before the magistrate.
For what? Was minding my own business till this idiot grabbed me?
It's not like this is the first time you've been in trouble, is it?
That was years ago. I've kept my nose clean since. As you'd know if you'd been any sort of father.
I was too soft on you because of your mother.
Soft on me? You were never there.
If I'd spoken to my father like that.
Yeah, well, at least he was around. Go on, then. No, you'll do nothing. Just like you sat there and you let Mum die.
Pratt slaps him.
Take him below.
Get him out of my sight!
Eddie takes Sam away. Jack's standing over the sink in the kitchen. Gina comes in.
I just needed some water.
Jack grabs a glass, fills it from the tap, and brings it over to her.
There you go.
Thanks. You haven't opened your presents.
She picks up hers with a red bow on top.
I didn't know what to get you. I can take it back if you don't like it.
He opens it and takes out a tie.
Wasn't sure about the colour.
She holds it up against him.
It's perfect. I nearly didn't recognise you.
Well, police uniform doesn't do a lot for a girl.
That's the trouble with uniforms. You don't see the real person beneath.
Kathy's listening behind the door.
I should get back to Kathy.
That dull, am I?
No. In fact, you're...
Go on.
I've had too much to drink.
I think you've had just the right amount.
Kathy's heard enough and walks off. The loud music breaks the moment between Jack and Gina, and he hurries into the other room to turn it back down again.
What are you doing?
Think of the girls.
We
was just getting into the swing.
He glares at her.
Deborah.
Deborah wrenches the record off and snaps it.
Stop it.
There. Happy?
Calm down.
One night. Was that too much to ask?
Not now.
Why won't you ever let me have any fun?
She storms out, passing Gina. Fenton grins drunkenly at Jack. His wife gets up.
Come on, Sydney. It's time to go.
What, Miss Round too?
She's just tired. It's been a long day.
Thank you. For a lovely evening.
Thanks for coming.
Good night, Bernsey.
And I thought this was going to be dull.
Kathy knocks back her drink. Daytime, and Jack's drinking in a pub.
Here's your change, love.
Thanks.
He carries a pint over to Pratt, who's sitting at a table.
Drowning my sorrows seems to be taking a hell of a lot of beer.
Yeah, sorry to hear about your lad.
So?
Jack lights a cigarette.
So, is it true? You've called off the search for the Collins boy?
Been over every inch of the mine. Nothing. You were there, the original search. Is there anything I've missed?
I doubt it. Sounds like he'd been a lot more thorough than Coulson was.
He believed the boys were buried in Crosmere Woods.
Yeah. For a week we searched every thicket. And then one day, the search was called off. Coulson had his man.
John Evans.
Some people found him creepy. I thought he was harmless enough, just a bit simple.
Did he know Collins and Parker?
Several witnesses said they saw them with him.
On the day the boys disappeared?
No, Evans swore he never left home all day.
Did Coulson find evidence that the boys had been in Evans' shack?
Not a hair.
So why was he arrested?
Coulson thought he could get him to confess. But Evans wouldn't play ball. And then, sometime during the interviews, something snapped. By the end, Evans was just sitting there rocking in his chair, singing a nursery rhyme. The one about the gingerbread man. Run, run as fast as you can.
But if Evans never confessed...
Coulson wasn't going to just leave it there. If he couldn't pin the murders on Evans, he was going to do the next best thing. He had him committed to the loony bin. 6 months later, Evans was found in his room. He topped himself. Of course. Coulson took that as a sign of a guilty conscience.
You weren't so sure?
But, the stakes were so high. I mean, if Coulson had got it wrong, if Evans didn't murder those boys...
Who did?
You got to watch for Coulson. He don't mind who he climbs over on his way to the top.
Jack!
Deborah!
As you won't come home for your dinner, I've brought your dinner to you. I won't have people saying I'm a bad wife for making you go hungry.
She sets down a plate of meat, potatoes and veg, a gravy boat and some cutlery. Then, with a tight smile, she heads back out.
Are you going to eat that or what?
Pratt grabs the plate and sets it down in front of himself. Then he pours out the gravy. At the police station... Gina brings a sandwich and a cup of tea into Sam in the cells. He's curled up in the corner in his teddy boy clothes and crepe soles.
Tea, bacon cob, brown sauce.
What are you waiting for?
Well, I thought you might like to tell me what happened.
What? Guilty as charged, aren't I? You're all the same.
What? Like teddy boys.
He sits up and grabs the roll, tucking into it.
Mr. Dennison identified you.
No, he didn't. I was just the first Ted that copper came across.
You resisted arrest.
I was going to miss my bus, and for that I'm going to get banged up for years.
Maybe someone else could vouch for you.
Like who? My old man?
Gina brings the mug and plate back out to the kitchen. She turns and smiles at a sketch pinned to the fridge door. It's a caricature of her with a dog chasing some thieves.
Poor Sergeant Pratt. His own son, a hooligan. How's he going to live that down?
How's the case going?
Frustrating. I just got back from Edmund Hall.
Ooh. What were you doing at the Nut House?
Our only suspect, John Evans, ended up there. I had hoped that he might have confessed to the staff, but he maintained his innocence to the end.
Well, what are you going to do now?
Thank you.
Jack takes his cup of tea and walks out.
Wearing your tie, I see.
Was he? Didn't notice.
Sergeant, I thought you were on leave.
You're my best briar rider. Must have left it in here somewhere.
I haven't seen it.
Gina spots it sticking out of his waistcoat pocket.
I've just been down to see Sam.
Yeah, okay.
Bearing up.
It's there, in your pocket.
What? No! Oh, yes.
You'll be forgetting your head next.
Kathy leaves.
How is he, really?
Beneath it all, he's scared.
If he thinks this is bad, wait till he gets to jail.
He swears he's innocent.
The saddest thing, I don't know. It's my own son, and I can't tell if he's telling the truth.
Just put one foot in front of the other.
I need to speak to Sergeant Benton.
Charges drunk and disorderly and criminal damage. The librarian will make a statement as soon as the smelling salts have done their job. Did I say sit?
Sergeant Fenton.
Now what?
Anna Pierce.
When are y'all going to change that record?
Her attacker cut off some of her hair with a knife.
You never said anything about a knife? How did you find that out?
Chief Inspector Nelson gave me permission to talk to her.
You went behind my back?
Someone had to listen to Anna's story.
And now you're criticising a senior officer? Again?
But, Sergeant, what if Donald Palmer's telling the truth? He said the man he saw in the park had a knife.
Sylvia Stewart made a statement. Palmer attacked her in an Ansefority Corp Wednesday. Case closed. Let's bung him in the cell till he's sober enough to remember his own name. Have you never heard it, son?
Eddie comes in with a teddy boy.
Caught him trying to flog this line in a pawn shop.
Hang on a minute.
Gina hurries over to get some paperwork.
Doesn't it match the list that the jeweller gave us?
There's the clincher.
A cutthroat razor. Pratt looks over at Eddie and nods his thanks. Eddie nods back. Later, Sam steps out of the police station to find his dad waiting for him.
Thanks.
Won't you give him a chance?
I'll back home for a pint. If you're not too embarrassed to be seen with your old dad.
Come on, Sammy boy.
Sam heads over to join his teddy boy mates.
Here he is.
Come on, Sammy.
He runs over to them and they head off down the street together, leaving Pratt watching sadly. He turns and strides off in the opposite direction.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Gina's been talking to a black bus conductor.
Gina!
I thought we were meeting at the cinema.
Yeah, 7:30. Bill's going to pick me up, but we've got time for a coffee.
I can't. I'm working.
On your own?
Yeah.
Not in uniform? Does Sergeant Fenton know about this?
No. Look, Kathy.
What are you up to?
I'm just trying to put something right. But you can't tell anyone.
Later, Gina and Kathy step into a darkened bar where everyone apart from them is black. Kathy holds her coat together, looking very uneasy.
Maybe this wasn't such a good idea.
You wanted to come.
They watch the couples dancing.
Stay here. I'm not moving an inch.
Kathy knocks back a shot. Gina's come to talk to a man who's smoking a cigarette.
How do you know Donald?
What? We've been best pals since we were kids, you know? Running our own pon the beach in Kingston.
Drink.
So what you want with Donna? Nobody seen him for days.
Is there somewhere quieter?
Rufus stubs out his cigarette.
Nice place. It's a bit dark. I mean, gloomy. Hard to see. I like the music.
Kathy knocks back another shot for courage. Then she turns round to see that Gina and Rufus have disappeared from the table.
Gina?
She searches round frantically.
Gina?
Rufus has led Gina through to a back room.
Ooh, Lord, that Donald is a sly one. You know, you already got a lady, but I'm free. Well, there's one or two other girls, but I would gladly drop them for a sweetie like you.
Rufus, I'm a police officer. Donald's in jail.
For what?
He's been charged with attacking a girl called Sylvia.
Sylvia? No, never. You see that girl? Him love her.
But she's denied knowing him.
I told him that girl was trouble.
If you could make a statement.
Saying what?
That they're in a relationship.
Now I know you crazy. Why would anyone believe me?
Won't you try?
At the police station, Fenton goes over to answer the phone.
Room for police station. Kathy? Kathy!
Fenton storms into the bar and turns off the music.
Party's over. Get back to your hovels.
Are you all right? Of course.
Has he hurt you?
Hey, I hurt no one.
Was I talking to you?
Sergeant.
Hey, look. Come on, man. You got no reason to harass us.
Less of the back chat. Or I'll get the wagon down here and cart the old lot of you off.
You can't do that.
You got a license? Hmm? I didn't think so. This used to be a decent neighbourhood.
It still is.
This dive wants shutting down.
We're not hurting anyone. We mind our own business.
One word. That's all it'd take.
We were talking. That's all.
I'll be keeping an eye on this place. First sign of trouble.
Fenton drops a bottle.
You! Outside!
Gina picks up her things, throws an apologetic look towards Rufus, and walks slowly out. Kathy follows her out.
I am sorry, Sergeant.
Save your breath.
But I can prove that Sylvia lied about her relationship with Donald Palmer.
And you've got someone who'll stand up in court. Give evidence. Stupid girl.
I'm just trying to help.
By undermining an official investigation. You might think you're God's gift to policing, but you're just a silly tart who's got no business even being in the force. You're a disgrace to the uniform. When Nelson hears about this, you won't be my problem anymore. And good riddance.
Fenton walks off, and a tear rolls down Gina's cheek.